This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and the wonderful and talented Mr. Alec Ripley. Medford. Oh. What did you say?
Talented Mr. Ripley. I thought you were talking about the movie, but that was weird. That's not you, Alec, based on what I remember of that movie.
I mean, that's
news to me.
That is a good movie, but I think Alec is better than the talented Mr. Ripley.
Is that the one where the guy ended up killing somebody?
Oh, he kills a few people.
Okay. That's with Matt Damon?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't drink bath water, though, right? He does. There are other things in the bathtub. That was Saltburn, Kevin.
Saltburn, which is essentially the talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
But they're like, but it's happening now. All right. So usually this is kind of what we dive into on Wednesday. Next up, and we're scouting the Steelers. I know this week has probably felt longer just because the game happened on Thursday. You've had more time to prepare, but go ahead and give me that cut number 6, and let's dive into scouting the Steelers.
Third and 3, Fields, open field, and a touchdown.
Are you disappointed that he didn't say Justin, open fields? I want to rethink the broadcast right after it happened, but just a question.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I want to hear that more from Brad Sham this week. But
okay.
Man, now that I think of it, you don't want to hear Brad Sham say that. Because
that is true.
Then it means that it's bad for the Cowboys.
If I told you...
Unless you're rooting against the Cowboys.
I am not. If I told you that the perception was that Justin Fields is... He's there, and he's kind of helping the team get over the hump, but it's really the running game and the defense that's making a difference. Do you think that's probably what the perception is of Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm here to argue, maybe offensively, it's a little different than you think. I'm not going to argue with their defense. We'll dive into that.
Can I say one thing I have noticed about Fields, though? He's doing more outside of the hash marks than he previously has done. And that's something, like, just watching what I'm watching of him, I've gone, oh, man, they didn't seem to trust him like this in Chicago. And it seems like it's more of a, I don't know if it's forced or if they just saw that he did it well and they said, we'll do these things. And that allows the game to, it opens more dimensions of the field whenever you spread it out that way, as well as vertically.
Okay. The last thing in particular, when you talk about the Steelers' ability to move the ball vertically, if you can get to 8 yards per attempt, that's, you're golden, man, as a quarterback, especially now. You know, Mike, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like the downward trend of batting averages and OPS in terms of the way we've seen air yards kind of flatten out this year. So it's probably even better than it used to be. But in the game against the Colts, Justin Fields had 9.2 yards per attempt. He had five completions of 20 plus yards. And so they did attempt to move the ball down the field in bigger chunks. So if you're thinking, I'm worried because they run the ball, I still don't trust our run defense. I'm not saying you shouldn't be worried about that, but don't sleep on the Steelers' ability to try to move the ball down the field.
I do wonder how much Mike Tomlin completely trusts him right now to be like in control of this offense, or if he's like, look, man, we still have to control it this way. Ben Roethlisberger had complete trust from Mike Tomlin offensively.
Yeah.
Until he couldn't throw the ball anymore. Like then you saw it. Reggie pointed it out, and then all of a sudden it was like very evident. He can't get the ball downfield. This team is doing everything underneath. And so, but Mike Tomlin was like, it's your baby. And right now it seems like, look, we're trying to protect our defense enough to allow them to get the proper rest that they need, but move the ball just efficiently enough to have good field position. And if we have to strike, we will. But it doesn't look like he completely trusts him to just go out there and do whatever he wants. They got some really good things that he knows he can do.
Somebody to go ahead.
Well, you're talking about Justin Fields and throwing the ball and getting positive yards through the air. Are you worried about George Pickens? Like, what guy are you worried about? Because their wide receiver names don't look good.
So I'm going to focus on one person in particular, but you might hear this and be like, yeah, okay, great. I just want to put the name out there. Calvin Austin. So if you look at Calvin Austin's season, it's very unremarkable, all right? So the note that I made in our prep was, watch out if Calvin Austin from the Chargers game shows up. Now, that Calvin Austin, because you look every other game, I think he has maybe one catch in his other games. Against the Chargers, so not this past game, but just the one before that, he was targeted 5 times, caught 4 passes for 95 yards. So an average of almost 24 yards per pass, and he had a 55-yard catch. So when you're looking at somebody who has the ability to maybe stretch the field, just keep an eye on Calvin Austin. But I understand the counter argument is, where the hell has he been in all these other games? And it's tough to argue against that. So Calvin Austin was just a name that I was looking at, and I was like, keep an eye out for that. Now, the running game. Pittsburgh is in an interesting spot. Their offensive line has just been destroyed by injuries. You know, we started to talk about that a little bit yesterday. It came up in crosstalk. We found out the news, I believe on Monday, that James Daniels, their right guard, has suffered a torn Achilles, and now he's going to be out for the rest of the season. The team already had three offensive linemen, excuse me, on the reserve and injured list. And another one of their guys has missed the first 4 games, and they're hoping he'll be back in the mix. So their offensive line has just gotten destroyed.
Yeah, their first round pick isn't playing.
Yes. And so they've had issues with that. And because of that, I'm here to argue their run game, not that great. Yes.
Okay. My question to you, Kevin and Corey, you can chime in here too.
Thanks.
Najee Harris is averaging 3.4 yards a carry.
There you go.
What will be successful for this Dallas Cowboys defense against Najee Harris? Like, if I put the over-under at 4.
That's a good over-under, because that's my number. It's like, that's the pivot point. If you stick them at 4 yards per carry, you're like, okay, if you go under, I think it's a win. If they go over, I think it's a loss.
Like the game or just that?
The
part?
Game.
Okay.
Because...
So you're putting a lot on run defense.
I really am, because... That's what the Steelers love to do. Consider this, please. The Steelers are 10th in the NFL in rushing yards.
Okay.
Which sounds good, right? You're like, oh yeah, top 10.
Because Justin Fields runs the ball a lot.
That is true. But they're also tied for first in the league in rushing attempts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So think about that. That's a disconnect that you don't want. I'm 10th in the league in yards, but I'm first in the league in attempts. And what that translates to is they're 25th in the league in yards per carry. Think about how much we have disliked this Cowboys run offense thus far. 3.7 yards per carry for the Steelers as a team versus 3.5 yards per carry by the Cowboys. But the difference is the Steelers, regardless of the situation, will commit to the run. And Mike, to your question, I think that's why I'm like, this is win or lose, because even if it's not going well, they're like, we're going to keep doing it.
I think that's interesting on the will commit to it. And, you know, Jerry's talked about the difference between committing and saying you're committing to the run. They have to. They don't. Again, I go back to, they don't trust Justin Fields completely. The Cowboys trust Dak, and because that they think that's the only option. One of the next segment we'll talk about, that's one of the reasons. They trust Dak.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in Devontae Adams in just a moment. But this, they feel like they have to stay committed to the run again to keep the ball out of the hands of the opponent for as long as possible, to allow their defense the time necessary to rest. That's why they're doing it. And they're productive enough just to get the amount of first downs they need in a game.
Sure.
Their defense is good enough to do the same thing. And so if you're patient with it for a purpose, then you understand what y'all are trying to accomplish, and frustration doesn't boil up amongst your team because everybody knows, oh, we're doing it for this reason right now. But I've argued that I didn't think Najee Harris was that great, and then I got – this one guy just told me I looked stupid talking about it. And I was like, I'm just saying what I'm seeing right now.
So rude.
And he did look better at the end of the year last year because he had a different play caller late in the season. And so far, it isn't turning out. Maybe it's the blocking up front. Maybe Najee Harris is what Najee Harris is.
Yeah.
But they have what they do is for a purpose offensively.
Now, on the defensive side, it's a different story because this defense has looked outstanding thus far. Fourth in the league in yards given up. You might be like, that's great. I don't particularly care about that. Second in the league in points given up per game. And the only reason they're not first anymore is because Joe Flacco was really able to take advantage of them. And Jonathan Taylor was solid against the Steelers. So if the Cowboys are game planning offensively, which, you know, theoretically one would hope, you look at that game plan as a template. So the connection between Flacco and Michael Pittman, the ability to create some holes for Jonathan Taylor, and if nothing else, run, run, run the ball.
I'm very interested in the Mike. Cooper Beebe's kind of been a point of discussion for everybody because who is he? You know, is he really ready for this job? And B, is he any better than what we had last year? And C, he's a rookie doing this. Cameron Hayward terrifies me. All right. As when it comes to defensive tackles, Cameron Hayward is a player that I'm just like, oh my gosh, what is this? How I'm looking forward to the battle with Zach Martin, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Smith and the defensive front they have right there in the middle, because that's where it could make or break this game. And like you're saying, running the ball offensively, but also in pass protection, because Cam Hayward can definitely get to the quarterback.
Can I ask y'all a question then?
That's the dude right there. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy that I want the Cowboys to have on the field to be able to do all those things, in addition to a big old fat. I want him next to a big old fat guy that can plug the hole. That dude right there, he can do all the things that I want Osa to be able to do too.
The thing against the Colts, and the reason why I focus in on the Colts, is that's really the only game where the Steelers have run into any kind of problems, I guess, defensively. I know neither one of these are a particular strength of the Cowboys. Do you have more faith in the Cowboys' ability to consistently run the ball solid, if not well, or to get big plays passing? Because they weren't like 50 and 60 yards, but the Steelers did get hit with multiple like chunk pass plays. And that's another thing the Cowboys have struggled at thus far.
I don't care how big the holes are. These running backs suck.
I'm with you.
So maybe they aren't getting big holes. Maybe they aren't getting small holes. But I think the running backs are untalented, maybe not even deserving to get the ball in the NFL at this point in their careers. Not Rico Dowdle. I think he's a good backup running back. He's our main guy. Zeke might not. I think this is his last year in the NFL. After this year, Jerry's not going to bring him back. And all 31 teams are like, dude, we saw him in New England.
Yeah.
We saw him in Dallas. It's over. And then Deuce is a very small guy who is a very special, like a specialty running back. But you do have arguably the best receiver in the game. I know CeeDee Lamb isn't. Dak Prescott has thrown for 300 yards so many times in a game in his career. To me, that's been proven. The other part, I don't even want to say is unproven. I know it's proven. It sucks, and it's going to suck.
That sounds like a vote for chunk passing play.
I'm with Mike then, because he nailed it. But I guess it's because of the connection between Dak and CeeDee Lamb. Looks like against the Giants, it kind of got back on the right page. I have faith that CeeDee Lamb can turn a smaller play into a bigger play too. I'm not saying that everything downfield is going to work, but I can see them being creative enough to make a play that is going to turn into something big. So, and like Mike, I just don't trust the running game enough. It's going to be there. Mike McCarthy will call the running game. He will call plays for it, but it doesn't necessarily, whether you believe Mickey or you believe believe Mike, both of them are together problems. I don't think that Ezekiel Elliott's fast enough to get through the holes that are there. I don't think the Cowboys quite honestly open up the holes that they need to open up. Dowdle, he's fine, but he's not a blow you away guy. And then you're using Deuce Vaughn wrong most of the time.
Dude, so, no kidding.
But yeah, that's where I look at this and I go, I'm more faithful that the Cowboys can create big plays. The problem then, Kevin, is doesn't Pittsburgh know that?
Yes.
And that's what they're going to say is, this is what we got to take away first. And how do you do that? Pressure Dak. And I know you're like, well, he's good against the blitz. But if he's on the ground, it doesn't matter. And that's what most teams think right now.
They don't have a good pass rusher, though.
If they did.
Well, Mike, I hate to tell you this, but unfortunately, Watt is still really, really, really good.
He's healthy.
Yeah, he's. I'm sorry to tell you that, Mike. He's
back, huh?
He's still. Look, I made this note just kind of as a sarcastic note, but like, TJ Watt is still a problem. So, if you're wondering about that, yes, he is still a problem. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.